is the Maisa Shteta Zeh, Bash Vayera, we know. Bash Vayera deals with tremendous in Yonim, but the climax of Bash Vayera is the Eilika Parsha Akeda. Kushbo says to Avram, Ato Yodati, Kire, the Kiroto, Vachasachtas, Binchos, Yichidcho, Yichidecho. Now I know Atu Yadato Ki Reli Kim Oto Ki Atu Yadato Ki Kim Oto Lechasach Has Binchus Yichidecho Mimani. Avram goes through starting with Pashas Lech Lecha Vayoy Mashem Avram Lech Lecha Miyal Tzucha Tenis Yoynis. It goes to so many Sionis. One might ask, one could ask, and we're asking, what's the pshat that he needs so many Sionis? Until finally, Kiato Yodati Kirele Kimanoich. The Chasach is Binchis Yichidecha. What's the whole Mahalach with Avram Avinu? He's over, he goes through nine tremendous Nisyonos. From Lech Lecha, from Prismila, from Rav Ba'aretz, from all the Nisyonos. Shkodesh Baruch needs a tenth Nisyon. Agam, it's a little greater. Nochon Nisyon. It's the union b'zeh. The union of the number of 10, Rabbi Isai, over here is very interesting. Asara Nisyoina Shteti Mishten Avos, this Nasa Avram Avinu. The Kasha was here as we found the tremendous Ramban, Betzavis Nogea Pash Lechon, the first Nisyoina, Rabbi Isai. Vayoy me Hashem el Avram, lech lecha mi'al tzecha mi'lad tzecha beis avicha. We're saying before a pshustu, we were talking about this kash, he says it's one of the biggest kashas in Chumash, Ramban zakash, Hashem comes to Avram, and he says, lech lecha mi'al tzecha mi'lad beis avicha. And then, now, you're going to get a reward, I'm going to reward you with everything. In fact, to Ramban, it's such a gewaldige shayla. I said, who is this man Avram? Huh? Avram? Who is he? Avram appears to Avram. Noach, Hashem says, he's tzaddik. He's gewaldige yid. Let's see, he's tzaddik. Tomim, how you have to do so. We learn a whole, you know, biographical script, that's the word I'm looking for, sketch, right? That's it, sketch of this great man called Noach. Ish Sadik Tom Ayubidaroisov, as Elohim is Halach Noach. And then, Akash Bro says to Noach, Yem Hashem Noach. Okay, now we have a little bit of understanding. Such a tzaddik and such a door, Gavaldik. Yoim Hashem Avram, Lech Lechom, Yahu Tuchom, Elahatom, Ezevich, Elahat, Hashem Rekha, Hashem Rekha, Goy Godov, it is, and that. Who is this man, Abraham? Who is he? We don't know anything about him. Shem says you can go and give you a reward for going. And Rabban says we only find a reward after the promise. You had to do something for the reward. You're getting reward. But Urkaz is not in the Torah. You learn the Torah, the Bible. Right? They got Bible, class 2 with the 101 Bible. 101 with the Pesukim, you don't know, Kassim is a whole trash. He was in the Kassim, the Pshuta Shal Mikra, you learned the Pesukim, Shem Kemps, the Pia Stavram overnight. Who is this man? He was the son of Terach. Okay, what's going on over here? It's Ramban Zakasha, very good. Listen to Svasemes, you know, Shistam Agav, he said, so Shistam told me Svasemes, a murder of Svasemes, Svasemes. Unbelievable Zach. So Semes brings the Zohar. I don't know if he says, Semes brings the Zohar. That the Zohar says that this call of Leich Lecha Mi'aretz Lecha Mi'aretz Lecha Mi'aretz Lecha was not just said to Avram. It was said to the entire world, says the Zohar. But who heard it and did something about it? Mashmua Shamu Ba. A Yisro Amaisa Bois. A Mered Gisra Semes Bois. The ganze Welt Zehra Lech Lecha. This guy heard Lech Lecha, he went on his couch. I gotta think it over. He went to his couch, took out a beer, cold beer from the fridge, pulled it up, a Michelob light, and went to his lazy boy. The next thing he knew, he was out for the count. No Lech Lecha for him. This guy was got out of bed, he's all excited. He called his wife, we have a plan, let's go to the kitchen. Are you nuts? I thought I married you were normal. Okay. That's the end of that thing. This guy went, you know, this guy went to for a jog, to think it over, listening to, you know, a nice newscast. And anyway, he finished the jog, he was all sweaty, he took a shower, decided, forget about it. Everybody heard Lech Lecha, said the Svas Emes. Oh, but Avram was the one who went and did something about it. Mela is not a kasha. Because it wasn't so he was speaking Daf with Avraham. He gave the opportunity to everybody in Chayim. He said, "Kol yoyim v'yoyim basko oileches." We'll add to it. Vaymes oilem the priest now when it's Shaltaira. There's a basko that tries to influence us to do tshuva. Who hears that basko? Zokter Rabbi Elio Lopan. Some people we have this huri tshuva that we have. All of a sudden we get this huri tshuva. We can do something about that's that basko. Oilam the Briyos, the Shah's what we'll do about it, but I say, who knows what we could accomplish. The bas goes out there. Vayoyim Hashem al Avram to the ganze Welt. He was also, the Lech Lechon, he did it. He did it. Just say, whatever, it's a Zoya. The Zoya said the whole world heard Lech Lechon. Could be with this Galim Afreya, whatever. The kids are. That's the Svasem is the Vora, but it's a good, but we want to say maybe another Mahalach over here, Rabbi Yisrael. And we have to understand, Rabbi Yisrael, it's a soilistic Vora, Rabbi Yisrael, very soilistic Vora, and the Ian, of the Soyin, Rabbi Yisrael, Asor, and it's Yoyna, as we call it, the Siasa, Rabbi Avinu, test, we call them, I don't think it's the right word, Rabbi Yisrael, test sounds a little bit, I don't know, scary, right? But Lamaisa, what's the sort of a nisoyim? What's the amkus of nisoyim? So we know the ma'isa. We know that the yisoyim nisoyinus. First of all, the Shem says kol achayim nisoyinus in la'odo. There every matzav, there are matzavim, some deep in itself, hard in nisoyinus. But what's the pshat, Rabbi Yisrael? Why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu testing us all the time, Rabbi Yisrael? It's a we passed. We did good. We had a nachat test and nachat test. It's a pelot gezach. We are not also. What's the in here, Rabbi Yisrael? My yisoid b'zeh. So the yisoid and this is a dvar pshut, Rabbi Yisrael. But if you the oimek ha the inyan, we have to remember mechazah the moiva because the ma'isad. A person has many times in his life, a person goes to different tests, the shayin as you call them. And he has to understand the oimek, what's going on over here, Rabbi Yisrael. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dorish Mimenu. Kol Matzov HaShol Odom and the shayin as you call them. But if a person has specific shayin as, different shayin as in life, you have to understand the difficulties. And the yisoid, actually, the Sforim write, Rabbi Yisrael, this is the top of Pashtu, the Pashtu Sa'inian of Nisoyin, Rabbi Yisrael. The Nisoyin is not for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Nisoyin is not for the Kodesh Baruch Hu to see your allegiance. Avada, there's Mishtoma, Ulai, A'inian of Lamais and Nisoyin is for the Mensch Alein, Rabbi Yisrael. The Nisoyin of Nisoyin is Simatoy Al Neis. You put him on a banner. The yisoid of nisoyin is to bring out the koichos mi potential mi koich al apoya. That yet the mensch has tremendous koichos, Rabbi Yisrael, that he doesn't even know. They're stored away. Tremendous koiches. Koiches me'al tivi. So we see in the Metzias, right? The person sees, Chas v'Shalom, the person, you know, they talk about all the time, this 45, 60, 60, 85-pound woman, old grandmother, her grandson is caught under the tire in a big pickup truck. Her son works in construction, and her grandson under the truck, this lady, she can't pick up the milk in the morning. It's a hard time with the milk container. They try to get her, you know, get a smaller bottle, little bottle from Dairy Barn. Anyway, she can't even pick up the container. And then, but the son's going under the car, his stories, Mamish, Superman. She went out, she lifted the Mack truck up, and that was only with one hand. The other hand, she was, you know, she was waiting to pick up another truck. She picked up the truck. Pshat was everybody said. The pshat is that, so we have to understand, what's the does she have the car? The pshat is we don't tap in to the koiches. If you don't tap into the Koyach Zerboisai, they're never going to come out to fruition. The Koyach Baruch Hu gives him the sign the person he knows he can handle. The pshat is the Koyach Baruch Hu knows that this person has unbelievable Koyaches. Koyaches me'al tivi. But he doesn't tap into them. He's not tested. They once, Rav Moshe Aaron Stern, he has a boy, there's a sefer, a book they put out, a shmuzin. So he writes in that book that He went to Mekubalim, the Mekubalim, how much of a person's moyach does a person, the studies isn't even science that way, but that a person uses so little of his moyach, 10%, 12%, whatever, and the maisa, that a person, he's using his moyach, but there's so much more power in the moyach that can be used, it's not tapped into. How do you tap into it? It's a different child. On the mice, where the person has to arrange an unbelievable thing in a rich, small amount of time, his mind's working like Mamish Einstein. Is it this and that? And Mamish coming with the decisions and achlotis. What's going on? Does he have it and doesn't have it? The Tetzit does have it. The son has to bring it out. Asur nisyonis nisnasu. Maybe we could say a mahalo or boisai. Asur mamor is nivra oilam. That's the binyan ha'oilam, boisai. The binyan ha'oilam is an asara. The being ha'adam of Avram Avinu to be created, Metzias of Avram Avinu of that Darga Rabbi Yisai was only after Asur Nisyonis, when he had the 10 tests, when he had each Nisyon was a way to bring out the being ha'adam. So the being ha'adam of Avram Avinu was not Mushla. Ato Yadati Kireo, till he went through the Gezon of Akedah, which was Munach and Tomun Bifnim, such a koyach, the Shav Shmais is Okten Akdama. So the Shav Shmaisa, what state father Akedah? State father Akedah, only a deer from Shav Shmaisa and Akdoma. It says father Akedah, Kachno as Bincho as Yechidcho Asher Ahavto. Take the son Asher Ahavto. What state noch Akedah? Al Tishtach Yod Ola Nav, Ki Ato Yadad Yirel, Kloi Chasach as Bincho as Yechidcho Mimeni, Shmaisa and Akdoma. Where is the Asher Ahavto? The Makeda was to bring out that he was able to go me'al teva, was not shach, kirachim of al-bonim, the mitzias of a rachmim, of ava to ben. And Avram was able to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much that ava that was also shach, that mokum of ava that was shach to ben, he was matlid, he put it, therefore, fire the akedah, says, Shabin Choshev Ahavto, so Shav Shmais Bakhtomo, noch the akedah, state as Shabin Choshechidcha, nishto Ahavto. While in the Akedah was Mispariah, that Avram was able to be Oyler to Madrega, Me'al Tivi, Rabbi said. But that was Murach Me'Avram Me'Ikara. And the Kacha of the Asur Nishonah was the being of Adam that was Shaya to Avram, that he was Shaya to be a Madrega of Asher Yibispincha Shechidcha, Atu Yodat Kirei Elokim. Now I know it, you have the Madrega Shirei Elokim that's Be'etzem. That's Madrega Me'al Tivi. And that's the Tachlus of Rabbi Sav Old in Nishonah. Yet in Nisoyon, Rabbi Yisrael, Avram was to build the Adam in that Madrega, in that Chuna, that Avram has so much Muna, but it's not coming out. That maybe answered this Kasha of Ayyim Hashem al Avram. Here was the din of Nisoyon. And in Nisoyon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks in what's the Teva on by Noach, wasn't in Nisoyon. He was told that Avram would go out and you have to, whatever, build the Teva, you're being saved. Here was Enam Nisoyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Avram has Munach B'toicha. It was to bring out the Koyach. Not to give the the schar, because he knew that he could bring out the nisoyon and Avram, the Avram, he knew he shayat to build out these nisoyon of Lech Lecha, with all the nisoyons that took place. There's a meila. Vayom Hashem Avram, the soifus miskala al tetchila, that Hashem was testing him by hilchus nisoyon. And hilchus nisoyon, the yisoyon is not what's on the outside, it's what's on the inside. And that Hashem sees. Mainly, we don't have to know who Avram was before, because here was Ian from testing Avram. And the testing, here is what's going on the inside. And that is Avyom Hashem, Hashbogus, Yudke Vavke, sees what's Pifnim. And he knows what the person has Bekoyach. The Shavagah will bring it to fruition. That's the tachas of the Soyan Rabbi Yisrael. It's a Mela. It's such a powerful Yisoyin Rabbi Yisrael. We have to tap into Rabbi Yisrael. Yet in the Soyan, you know, people come all day, it's Rebbe, it's so hard, this is hard, that's hard, Erevin's hard, this is hard, that's hard. Rabbi Yisrael, until you learned Erevin, you never knew the courage that you have in the mathematics, never knew the courage that you have to be able to fatter a Tosfos. With, you know, with the Tifkeit, with Lechi, with Koira, and all the Dinim, Rabbi Yisrael Erevin. If you never had the Nisoyan to learn yourself the Erevin, so you're never going to tap into it, the Koyach that you have, Rabbi Yisrael. You're not Shaykh to it. And yet the Zach, Rabbi Yisrael, a person doesn't understand the Koyach he has. Imamish doesn't have. I was just reading recently, Rabbi Lezi Yudel, the outer lady, Rabbi Lezi Yudel, Lomaisa, so he called him Nassim Svi Finkel. Shiva, it was Yotza, it was last Shabbos. He called him over and he said he wants him to start. He was very much on top when he came to Shiva. He was a Chicago boy, a Chicago Cubs fan, the stomach. And he came from Chicago. He was in the co-ed school, whatever. He was the head of the yearbook committee. And he came, and Blaise Yudel was his great uncle. Wanted to try to make this American boy who likes pizza and apple pie and Chevrolet to enjoy a bissel to Gemara. So he came the first time, he got it in, and then he came back. And there was a tkufa, he called him over and he said he wants him now to start to learn every single day 12 hours of learning. People here think, well, wow, what's the big God? What do you mean? Person thinks about how many hours a person learns the yeshiva, it's stuck until he comes, until he goes. Hopefully we're pushing the 3 hour limit, Beis Hashem. But anyway, Maisa, 12 hours of learning. I want you to do it, 12 hours of learning. I don't know if I'm shy to do it. You gotta do it. 12 hours and you'll see. And that's what Svi said he had to learn, he had a Harusa walking back to his Dira. I think it was the Avrich already, whatever. Walking back to his Dira every night, he had to have a Harusa. Besides the Starim, the 4-4 and whatever, 9 to 1 is 5, is 9 to 1 is 4, and then you have 3, let's say he came to 3 to 7, is another 4, it's 8, and then I got 2 at night, 2 at night is 10, and so on the way back and forth, walking back and forth, every time he had to have a state of walking, he was able to put the 12 hours. And he said once he started the 12 hours, that's when he started his aliyah, and then he went to outer space. When he started the 12 hours, he was with nothing to see the Avraham, but then after the 12 hour period, and we had to be pushed for it. Nothing to see, said he went on to a different world. And the book they wrote recently, they told the story that nothing to see, after he became Rosh Hashiva, so he was very big into this 12 hour thing, getting Bacham to do it. So it was a beginning of a Shveret Zman. You know, towards the middle of the Zman, once things start to die down, everybody's breaking out the Megillahs already. You know, there's two farm stores across the street are starting to sell Megillah. You know what time of year it is, January already. The Megillahs are on the shelves, fresh Megillah Gemara, you know what's going on. Anyway, so people are, you know, getting ready to do the Megillahs. So the Messiah calls together, and he wants a kvutza of guys. He used to give the shir for in the Shiva, he made a big thing. So first he got all the guys who really could do it to sign up. I must meet them anyway to get to have a list. And then he used to also give it like a shir every Friday in his house for the American Bachman. So he had the list ready, and on the way around there was a certain Bacha that he stopped on the way back. He says, I want you to sign up. And I said, for what? What do you want to sign up for? You know, swimming, they have swimming in the Mir, Venice Dorm. No, he says, no, I want you to sign up. I want you to sign up for the 12-hour program. So the guy was like, a regular Bacha. He looks at him and he says, yeah, maybe you got the wrong guy. Maybe he met the guy before. No, I want you to sign up. he's fighting back and forth. And he says, I can't. I could barely make it through the first and second Seder. And I used to forget about night Seder. You want me to 12 hours? Not shy. He pushed him. And the guy, the first day, Imam was very hard. And he was doing it. He did it for like a week. A week later, he comes back the next morning. He comes to Rav Nosson Tzvi. He says, Rebbe, you won't believe he's crying. He's knocked on the door. Goes to Rav Nosson Tzvi's house. He's crying. Last night I dreamed in Torah. I dreamed the sugya through. He was so suffered from Torah for the 12-hour thing. He said he never felt such a geshmak. He woke up in the morning, but he was dreaming the Rajma, the Machlokas, the Rajma, and the Ramban, and the Ritva, and he was dreaming the sugya because he was doing the 12-hour basmada on Avsekim with the Israel Boisa. If you've never been pushed, you've never given the goal to do it, it never come out. What is that? We don't realize how we're on tap. We have so much koichas that we don't realize. What is that? One of the big things that we have over here, which I'm very proud of, we have the Avreichim, they have the Wednesday people. Besides that, some fact of preparing and everything and work on it in your side, people know the untapped koichas that people have, to be able to give over, be able to things, you know. And there's so much of that, Rabbi, in many different areas, in Yerush Hashem, in Midos, and everything, Rabbi, we don't tap into it, because we're not challenged, we don't have enough challenges, Rabbi. Not that we have to ask Dafka for Nisyonis, because we don't know if we have the Koyach, the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows, but if the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives the Nisyonis, that means he knows that we have the Koyach for it. So when the Nisyonis comes off, the person says it's hard, it's a mistake, but it's hard, it's supposed to be hard, and hard is good, because the more the hard it is, the more difficult it is, the more you have to overcome, is the more you're going to bring out the Koyach to be Fnir Rabbi. So the Tachas of the Nisyonis is the Tachas of the Mensch. And the thousands of Nisoyah is the builder, the binyan ha'adam, Rabbi said. On a Nisoyah Kenish Mount, that's why Kol Matzav HaShalom is Nisoyahness. It's all Nisoyahness. Because the tachas of this world is the binyan of the adam. That's what we're here. We're here, Ayah Pera Adam Yivolet. We're created as monsters. That's what the pasuk says. Ayah Pera, a wild donkey. Adam Yivolet, the tachlis is to become the truest Adam. We need a binyan, the tachlis of Gan Tzchayim. And that's when the sinners continue the whole life, is the binyan of Adam, at the shleimus of Adam. And that binyan of Adam is only shayach with the nisayon, with tests and things that are difficult, and challenges, and answering up, not staying back, and resting on the laws, to go weiter and weiter, the steig. If he doesn't do that, if he doesn't try to go oilazayim, so you're stopping the whole tzuras being order. You may look at Mazbe, that's the pshan the goin, or Yerachayim Lamal, Lamaskar, Zokoin, Lamansur, Mishol Tachtis, Zok the goin, or Yerachayim Lamal, Lamaskar, Lamansur. There's no such thing as stagnancy. Either going up or going down. You gotta go up always, you gotta continually arise, you gotta bring out the color of the binyan. If not, you're going down. Because going down, you'll realize that there's something wrong, and maybe you go up. But if you just stay stagnant, you're not going to realize, no realization, there's no bringing out the Tzuras HaAdam. Oy Rechayim L'mal L'maskel, every matzov. I always said that's the pshat. The sign from Yaakov Avinu. Usulam mutzav arzav, roishim agi ha-shamayim ve'onem, alochim oylem v'yodim bo, zog tachov etzchayim, this pshat. That's oylem v'yodim bo. They were going up and down to tell him that in life, in Yeruchni, is oylem v'yodim. There's no staying on the same Madrega. I want it to be Moisev on the Chofetz Chaim's word. When are we talking about? There's Yaakov Avinu, not after 63 years, that he learned B'yoyim of Elayla Bas Mada. And not another 14 years of state of them, that he was Tunitman Atzmoy, Bebei Shein Ve'ever, Shloi Toam Tam Shina, Oysa Laila. Oh, he didn't take Shina before that. Of them, of just a tremendous Madrega Yaakov Avinu, and after 77 years, after another 14 years, where the Madrega of Limud was Shmeal, was Lo Yumiki is super, no Tam Shina. So he didn't rest his head for 14 years. We don't want to be struggling with these Arabs. But he starts again, he had the Koyachas for it. And then he sees a dream of Oilim, the Yerda. How far can he more go? No, now he has new tests. Test with love on, test with thing. The Tzuras of being on is not Nigma. He has test vaita, Nisyon is vaita, Rabbi Yisrael. Ki kol matzova shel oilem, kol man, the person's chai, there are tests, because it's not just, oh, wow, Shem is chas v'shom, he likes to see how we can help. No, he wants to bring out more binyan ha'odom, binyan ha'odom, ad ha'soif, the binyan ha'odom, ad to yodati. Only now I know the truth that Yirei Elokim, that you had that koich to be Yirei Elokim, of the Madregis, Yirei Elokim be'emes, that's Asher Bincho, Asher Ahavta, there's no Ahavta. Now we have to realize, Rabbi Yisrael, how many curls we really have, Rabbi Yisrael, how much to come out, how much we don't realize, you know, specifically, just know the story, Rabbi Yisrael, what he did, what he accomplished, Rabbi Yisrael, with the Parkinson's, with the thing, it's low, you're into your super, Rabbi Yisrael. If you think about it, like they say the story of a guy, after they told the Torah not to speak, he said, I had the same machla, they had the same machla, and ever since he got it, he was a Talmud Chacham. He was bespoiled. Ever since he got it, he went to a room. He barely learned another word of Torah for many years. What he was able to learn, just to learn, Rabbi Yisrael. We're not talking about learning with Talmidim and with the budget and traveling and building binyamin and everything, Rabbi Yisrael. But we had the koichist. That's it was munach b'toichot. He had to be tested and it came out through the koich of the Parkinson's, Rabbi Yisrael. It wasn't afal pekin. That brought out the tremendous koyach that was shas to the mensch. There's mechayev everybody. There's no excuses. Rabbi Sofer Shel Dor, Rabbi Yisrael, he had the test, he had the nisayin, he had the matzah, Rabbi Yisrael, with the shares that we have, whether it's in Olam Machlom and Olam Chaveiro, it's bigger than other, Rabbi Yisrael. You have to look at it with the right glasses. You look, oh, vey, this is difficult, oh, vey, this and that. The difficulty is the test. The difficulty is the Surah Sabinyan. And a person looks at it that way, Rabbi Yisrael, it's an Andra Matzias, Rabbi Yisrael. It's the stepping stone. It's the tool. It's the vehicle to bring about the godless Ha'odim, Rabbi Yisrael. There's a Melah. We should be Zoycha Beis Hashem. To learn from the Parsha, this Yisoy, Vayim Hashem al Avram. He knew Avram as it within him, the Nisoyon. Leich Lecha Me'al Tzacha. All the Kuchas that are told Bifnim of that Nisoyon. Ad Shemegiyev Sh'ati Yodati. Asor Nisyonis V'Asor HaMamor Shebehem Nivra Oilom. Asor Nisyon Shebehem Nivra Odom. She understand this. She be Zoycha. Hashem should have Rachmanis on us, and we should have unbelievable koichas to be able to that should come revealed through the koich of our hard work, our koich of our miskaber on the nisyonis of Olam Hazeh. To that we should bring out the koich of the poyal to bring a nachas to the Bari Oilam, to bring Be'ezah Hashem and Shias Akenim and everything.